37.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Thursday evening to you, man. I tell you, this week has been blowing by for me, man, which...
Just busy, huh?
Yeah, well, it really has. The fiance's in the hospital, and I haven't actually had a chance to get a damn thing done. So, but at least I'm here doing the show. You know, that's what's important. The show is number one. Although some people would disagree with that.
I love doing it.
Yeah. So do I. 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us and talk about anything. We're here live to the end of this hour. From 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you will get a Time Warp hour of the show, but we're expecting that to be a live hour by the end of the month. So stay tuned. Actually, you can log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates service, and we'll shoot you an email whenever we get some news. So as soon as I know the official date that we're going 3 hours a night live, I'll send it out to the updates list first, and they will find out. They will be the first to know. Of course, I'll also post it on the website, but if you're on the updates list, you'll be the first to know. You can log on and join that for free at freetalklive.com. Also at freetalklive.com, we have the chat room. There's people hanging out in there pretty much every night during the show.
Talking about the show, talking about other things.
And, yeah, things that are completely different and talking about things that you never...
Flirting with girls and doing whatever.
Right, and they also sometimes talk about things you could never say on the radio. So that's kind of like the unregulated version of Free Talk Live in the chat room. The bulletin board system with over 200 users, almost 2,000 posts free to look through. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show, they're all available on the website, archived for your convenience and available free. The website is?
freetalklive.com.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231, so you can interrupt the show and bring up whatever you want, whether it be personal or political. Speaking of politics, San Francisco is completely insane. I mean, obviously, San Francisco is...
It's a beautiful town. Have you ever been there?
I've not. My family went. They told me all about it. Apparently, very oriental in a number of parts.
Yes.
And that's very cool. But apparently, there's also a lot of homelessness there. And that's due to the fact that they have all sorts of programs for homeless people.
Sure.
To give them reason to stay homeless to become homeless.
If you want stray cats, put cat food outside your front door.
San Francisco's got a lot of that going on, apparently, but now, and they've always been one of the more liberal or progressive cities in the country, and with this new progressive word out, I always wonder what they're progressing toward. Total socialism? I mean, why don't, let's just be honest, call them socialists, because that's what they are. In this case, San Francisco's supervisors want voters to approve a sweeping handgun ban that would prohibit almost everyone.
Except the criminals.
Except law enforcement officers, security guards, and military members from possessing firearms in the city. Well, no, criminals, it'll be prohibited from them, too.
Yes.
But it won't stop them.
No, it certainly won't.
The measure, which will appear on the municipal ballot next year, which means apparently people will be voting on it, would bar residents from keeping guns in their homes or businesses. Bill Barnes, an aide to Supervisor Chris Daley, said Wednesday it would also prohibit the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of handguns and ammunition in San Francisco, as well as the transfer of gun licenses. Barnes said the initiative is a response to San Francisco's skyrocketing homicide rate, as well as other social ills. There have been 86 murders in the city so far this year, compared to 70 in all of 2003.
I would think that a big city like San Francisco would have more than 70 or 83, you know, 70 to 83 murders in a given year.
It doesn't sound like a lot of people, but I wonder what the gun laws are like already there. I know California's got some pretty draconian gun laws as is, so I wonder what their current situation is. Because usually, the way it tends to work is the more laws you have against guns, the more violence by guns you'll have. That tends to be the relationship. And you can look all across the country, whether it be San Francisco, New York City, Los Angeles, the cities, the areas, the states with the most control measures in place are consequently the most violent, have the most gun violence. And then if you look at states like New Hampshire, where we had a call from New Hampshire last hour where Dave said they were going to have a UN flag burning, and some of the people who were going to be there at the flag burning were planning on openly carrying weapons.
There won't be any pickpockets at that flag burning.
Certainly not. And also,
that's a UN flag burning.
That's correct.
Just want to make that clear.
In Vermont, they also have, I believe, open carry. Both Vermont and New Hampshire are very, I don't know if liberal is the right
word. They're progressive towards...
freedom,
the Second Amendment.
They're very gun-free, pro-gun friendly states. And you can, again, you can openly carry in New Hampshire. I think Vermont has open carry. Both states have very, very easy to acquire licenses for concealed carry. Of course, I'm totally against even licensing concealed carry, but nonetheless, pretty much all you have to do is ask for one in New Hampshire. You don't have to really go through any testing or anything like that. You just have to ask for one and they give it to you.
What about convicted criminals?
I don't know what all the details
are.
But if you do, 1-800-259-9231. But nonetheless, those states, they just don't have problems with gun violence. Now,
there's a couple of cities in Georgia where it's mandatory to carry guns.
Or, I don't know if it still is. It was at one time.
Town, or in your house or something like that.
I believe one of them is called Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that, too, because that's legislating what you should... Again, legislating against guns and legislating for guns, I'm against both types of legislation. If somebody doesn't want to carry a gun, they sure as hell shouldn't be forced to.
I don't want to carry one.
Right. But if somebody wants to carry one, they absolutely should be allowed to, because it's those people who are armed in society that help keep everyone more honest. It was,
yes,
I don't know,
and
who,
free.
I don't know who came up with the quote, but it is said that an armed society is a polite society, because if we're doing a business transaction and there's a good chance that each one of us is carrying packing heat, odds are good you're probably not going to screw me. Just the odds are good. I mean, you might
at least be nice when you do it.
Yeah, you'll definitely be nice. 800-259-9231. So San Francisco looking at a total.
You know, if San Francisco is worried about the crime rate, I have a recommendation.
Mm.
Stop the war on drugs. You'll see the crime rate go down. Forget
That's
trying
true.
To legislate against guns.
That's a great point. Because you're absolutely right. If you legislate against guns, the only people who will have them are the criminals. Because all the law-abiding citizens will they'll shrug their shoulders, they'll let out a sigh, and they'll turn over their guns.
Because honestly, if they passed in Florida a ban on owning weapons, I'd be fine. I don't own one. I don't have a shotgun. I don't have a pistol. I don't. My life just doesn't contain those things. Don't feel like I need them. But I do believe the people with guns keep me free.
Absolutely. They keep you safer, too, because if you've got a neighborhood where there's maybe 30 to 50% of the households with guns versus a neighborhood that advertises that it's a gun-free zone, which one do you think the criminals are going to target?
I think the burglars will probably stay away from the houses where the owners could be there with a shotgun waiting for them.
Exactly. Well, here's what San Francisco has to say to all this. The hope is twofold, that officers will have an opportunity to interact with folks, and if they have a handgun, that will be reason enough to confiscate it. Second, we know that for even law-abiding folks who own guns, the rates of suicide and mortality are substantially higher. So they're going to stop, they want to prevent law-abiding citizens from killing themselves with guns.
Hmm.
So now more people will throw themselves off bridges.
Yes.
So while just perceived to be a crime thing, we think there's a wide benefit to limiting the number of guns in the city. These people are totally psychotic. The proposal was immediately dismissed as illegal, however, by the Gun Owners of California, a Sacramento-based, talk about a group that's got a lot of work in there. On their hands, huh?
They got a long, long row to hoe.
Guys, move to New Hampshire. Just make your jobs easier and move. That's what we have to do now, because these states are going crazy with their restrictions, with their security and all these new laws. The Gun Owners of California, Sam Paredes, the group's executive director, said the state has for years had a preemption law on the books that bars local governments from usurping the state's authority to regulate firearms. He says that the amazing thing is they're going to turn San Francisco into ground zero for every criminal who wants to profit at their chosen profession.
Yeah.
People are going to be assaulted. People are going to be robbed. People are going to be pushed around by thugs, and the police are going to be powerless to do anything about it. Come on. Have you ever dialed 911 and had them show up on time? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You got to protect your own self in this world. You can't look to the police to do it for you because, well, they just clean up the mess. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
AhealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free to show you can take control of and bring up anything you want. That's right, you can literally interrupt the program. We can be in the middle of a conversation about San Francisco and their insane new potential gun ban. It's going on the ballot in, I think, 2005 for the city of San Francisco, the voters there to actually vote on, which is a perfect example of why democracy really sucks. But we can get into that in a moment. First, let's go to...
It's Vern in Missouri. He wants to talk about guns.
Hello, Vern. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Vern?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Vern.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
I just wanted to... there was a science fiction author that I really enjoyed called named Robert Heinlein.
And okay.
In some of his books, he postulated a society that that you could carry guns. You could choose to carry guns or not carry guns. And
okay.
For those that carry, there came a responsibility with carrying guns. You had to protect those that didn't
Seems
carry
fair.
Guns. Yeah. Yeah, but you also got, in the society, you also got little perks. You know, you'd be able to cut in line in front of people that didn't have guns. You got discounts. But if you didn't live up to your responsibility, society came down hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it made you responsible for, you know, just made you responsible. And I sort of like that concept.
Are you suggesting, Vern, that people who have guns be required to come to the rescue of those who are in peril?
You know, I think so, yes. I mean, if you're going to carry a gun, you know, there comes a responsibility, and you should have responsibility to society to protect those that need it.
You know, here's what I think about it. It's difficult to know what's going on in any given situation. You walk down the street, there's some guy beating up some woman. Well, how do you know she didn't just steal his wallet and he just caught her? And it looks like she's beating her up, but in fact, he's just trying to get his car keys back from her. You know?
Well,
and that's why I don't...
I'm not saying you shoot him. But, you know, if you've got a gun and you see something like that, they're going to stop.
Right. Well, it certainly doesn't hurt.
I don't think I like the idea of legislating that, though, Vern.
Well, I don't know if you could legislate that. I think that's the attitude that the populace has to take.
Oh, if you're talking about making it a sort of a voluntary option and persuading people to behave that way if they're gun carriers, I'm all for it. I mean, if somebody wants to step into a situation, I know that there have been plenty of slaughters that have happened. I think Luby's in Texas, where Texas had passed a gun ban and some maniac opened up on an entire restaurant full of people and was just a huge slaughter several years back. And there were a couple guys who normally would have been carrying guns that were no longer doing so because of the law against it, and they could have stepped in and they could have made a difference and saved people's lives. So yeah, if all you're saying is a gun carrier should do that sort of thing, then by all means, I agree with you. They should try to help out, but if you don't want to, you shouldn't have to.
Well, yeah, but still, wouldn't you feel like as a society you'd have a responsibility to the people that weren't carrying a firearm?
Well, I think that humans, as a rule, are just it's amazing, the human spirit and how we help each other in any given situation. There's a car wreck on the side of the road, people stop, people help people, you know, people in any situation. So I think that a person with a gun would be helpful in certain situations. I think they could be also a hindrance in certain situations too.
Yeah, well, you know. There's always a learning curve.
Well, plus, Vern, I don't think that we can take responsibility for another's choice. I mean, if Joe Liberal doesn't want to carry a gun, or I don't carry a gun either, and I'm not a liberal, yeah. But if somebody doesn't want to carry a gun, they just took they just abdicated themselves of that responsibility. That doesn't mean that someone else should have to pick up that ball for them. Look, if you're not carrying a weapon to defend yourself, then I'm not saying you deserve to get attacked, but if you do get attacked and you feel helpless, it's not my fault. You have the opportunity in a state like New Hampshire or Vermont or something like that. You have an ample opportunity to carry protection for yourself. If you choose not to, then I can't be blamed for that.
I understand that, but I think if you choose to take up a gun, a handgun, and carry it, there's still some responsibility to that. And I think that it's more of I don't know if I can say this right, societal type responsibility, that, yeah, you may not like that liberal that decided not to carry a gun, but if he's getting whipped up on the street and you've got one, there is sort of a responsibility to stop that.
I disagree with that, man. Which, any other comments?
I think that people always want to help.
I think they should help. I think that it's a good thing to help your fellow man, but I can't say that you have to be responsible for them. Thanks for the call, man. We've got to run, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thanks, Vern. 1-800-259-9231. For some reason, you're getting the caller list here, and we've got a whole bunch of calls on hold. Are any of them females, I guess?
They are not.
Okay, so who are we going to next?
We got Tom in Sweden listening on the Internet, and he wants to talk about separation of church and state.
Nobody else about the guns? Gun
oh, yeah, there's lots of
well,
guns.
Let's stay on topic, and then we'll go there, okay?
Okay.
So let's go with another gun call.
Okay, Bob in Tennessee, WBCR, gun rights.
Hello, Bob. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey.
First of all, I'm surprised at your last caller's comments. I think anyone has a moral obligation to try to help their fellow man?
Why don't I have an obligation to myself? What if there's five guys attacking one person and they all have weapons? Why don't I have an obligation to my own life to just leave them the hell alone and get the hell out of there?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. But, yes, if you don't have a gun, yeah, you shouldn't wade into five.
No, I'm saying if I do, let's say I've got an AK-47 strapped to my back, and I just don't feel like getting into a fight that particular day. Why do I have a moral obligation to step in?
Well, sir, if you see someone, another human being being abused, or I feel like I've got a moral obligation to help that person.
Would you legislate against my choice? Like if I chose to just walk away?
It's not something that should be legislated.
Okay.
It's something that you've got to make up in your own mind, your own heart.
Okay.
If you were that
individual
laying there being beat to death by five individuals, and there was a person walking down the street that had an opportunity to help you, shouldn't he help?
I think he should.
I'm with you.
But I think it should be up to that individual, and you're agreeing with me. You're saying it should be a voluntary choice.
I agree with you 100%, but I'm sorry, but I'm just speaking for myself. I could not understand a situation where I don't care the circumstances. I would not want to commit suicide, but I could definitely do something.
I got you. Well, very good. Thank you. Any final points, Bob?
Yeah, I'd like to bring up one point.
Okay.
There was when we were talking about guns in America. After the war was over, World War II, they talked to a admiral that was actually there near Pearl Harbor.
You got 20 seconds to make a point.
And they asked him, why did you not go ahead and invade Hawaii at the time when you had everything, our complete military shut down? He said the one thing that kept them from invading Hawaii was the fact that Americans own guns.
I agree with that 100%. You're absolutely right, Bob. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. In my opinion, that's why we don't even need a military, because if the citizenry is armed like Switzerland, then who the hell is going to want to take us over house by house? 800-259-9231. Everybody hanging on. Keep hanging. We are going to get to every single one of your calls. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the car, children were squirming and squealing, how far? When I come back, some on-the-road boredom busters. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. On holiday road trips, are your little angels singing, "Are we there yet?" in three-part disharmony? Then try these travel tips from the big guy himself. No, not Santa, me. For word fun, play letter lingo. Players first look for A words, like artificial Christmas trees, then B, bright lights, then the C, Hanukkah candles, and so on. For something melodic, host a family sing-along. The youngest elf in the back seat starts a holiday song, and where that person leaves off, the next player picks up. And for a sure way to banish boredom, count your blessings. That should take you singing all the way to your holiday destination. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Talk Live 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the show that you can take control of and bring up anything that you want. Obviously, if we're talking about gun rights and we got people on the line who want to talk about that issue, we're going to flush that issue and then we'll go to your change-up call. So I apologize to Tom in Sweden who was holding patiently and I guess he decided he had to go. So we're going to continue, go back to the phones here, 800-259-9231, because this is the show about what you want to talk about. And let's go to
Bill in Missouri. I'm listening on the satellite and he wants to talk about guns.
Hello, hello, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
Alaska and Vermont are the only two states that have absolute freedom to carry either concealed or open with no permits.
Thank you for clarification there. Thank you. I knew that Vermont was really open. I wasn't sure if they had a permit or not.
Yeah, Alaska just passed this year or so ago.
Now, is open carry also legal in both of those states?
Oh, open carry is legal in a lot of states.
Okay.
The trouble is they put so many restrictions out, like they do here in Missouri. You can't carry it in a park. You can't carry it in a to a meeting. You can't carry it here, you can't carry it there.
Mm-hmm.
There's stores that have signs up, no weapons carried in here. I mean, it's baloney. I don't want to leave a weapon locked up in a car while I'm gone and shopping for an hour or two.
Sure.
A car's too easy to get into.
Absolutely.
But Kennesaw, Georgia, that was not a matter of carrying weapons. It was a matter of every household should have a weapon.
Right, which it still was legislated, and I got to be against something like that.
Yeah, I know it, but it did. It sure cut down on crime there.
You're absolutely right. It did. It did cut down on crime.
Yep, and there's Virgin, Utah did the same thing. Virgin, Utah, yeah.
That's an appropriate name for a city in Utah, huh?
Yeah. Yep. But in September of 1961, the origin of State Department Document 7277, which was the United States program for general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world.
Mm.
And then the Congress went ahead and passed Public Law 87-297.
We'll take your word for it.
Well, that was the Weapons Control and Disarmament Act.
It would seem to me that you can't invade America. Like, there's no land force is ever going to occupy America because you have to go from every trailer park to, behind every jacked up car. There's going to be some guy with a shotgun ready to blow your head off. You can't take over this country of ours because of the Second Amendment.
There are shotguns, rifles. There are legally owned full automatic weapons.
Yep.
1986, I think there were like 150,000 privately owned full automatic weapons that had never been used in a crime.
Hooray for the Second Amendment.
So, yeah. That's
Can you believe these maniacs in San Francisco? Can you believe it?
Well, you can vote your rights away.
Well, you know, that's the problem with democracy is the majority tends to vote all the rights away of everybody else. So if a majority of voters in San Francisco, and they probably will, agree with the politicians, then the San Franciscans are going to have no more gun rights.
Well, a lot of the politicians are so corrupt that they are scared to death of the people.
See, now, Manwich believes that these politicians are doing these things because they really believe it's the right thing to do. But you're in my camp then, Bill. You think they're corrupt scumbags.
Yes, they are. I'm sure they are.
Thank you. All
of them, but a great many of them.
Yeah, I make the assumption that they're corrupt scumbags until proven otherwise, personally.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Bill, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, you got a lot of people calling, so I'll just get off of here and let them carry it from here on.
Well, Bill, we appreciate it.
It was a great call, Bill.
As you know, we're on six nights a week, so call us back sometime. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Let's go to
Jorge in Florida on gun rights.
All right, Jorge, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is going to be deep, I can tell.
What is going on, man? This is such a great day. Isn't this great, guys? Oh, this is awesome.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm just having the greatest day of my life. This is so great.
Why?
Because I hear the free talkers, and you guys are like, oh, we do not have the freedom. We do not have the gun rights. We cannot wear Halloween masks. Yeah, guys, holy shit, this is so great.
Wait a minute, Jorge, what? Get out of here. Hang up. Jorge, can you behave yourself? Jorge?
Yeah.
Are you going to behave yourself now?
Yes,
no, why is it? You've got to tell me why this is such a great day.
Am I being too happy for you?
No, we got to get a conversation going here. Jorge, tell me why it's a great day.
They're taking our freedom away from us. This is so bad. No, I sound like the
Are you making
country.
Fun of me?
Yeah, this is so bad. We live in the worst country in the world.
He never said that.
So
I said last night that this is probably still the best country to live in the world.
That's fantastic, but it sure doesn't sound like it.
Well, Jorge, Jorge, why are you saying this is the greatest day for you? What happened?
Oh, because I woke up this morning and the sun, he was shining and the birds were singing to me and they're like, oh!
All right, you're
and I'm like, yes!
See you later, Jorge. 1-800-259-9231. He's like on.
I love those calls.
He's on something tonight. 800-259-9231. Who's next?
We've got Brandon.
Brandon in where? Indiana?
Yes, Brandon, Indiana.
You're on from the internet. Brandon, what's up?
How do you guys do tonight?
Doing well.
I think I was talking to one of you earlier on the internet.
I think we're both in the chat room at freetalklive.com, and you're there right now.
Hey, by the way, I wasn't blaming that on you.
Blaming what?
I was talking to one of you last night. I was the last person to call in, and it was crunch time, and I was trying to get my point across.
And you failed. That's okay. It's tough to do it in 20 seconds.
Yeah. But I did want to say something about the gun issue, though.
Certainly.
Oh, man.
Hopefully it's a little more deep than our last call.
Pow, pow.
Those are my gunshots, by the way.
That just drives me nuts when these people believe we live in a democracy, and then and you can't vote the minorities right away.
They are, and they can.
I just don't. Well, they got to draw the line in the sand. I mean, that just doesn't make. That's just driving
me crazy. How can you draw a line in the sand when everybody else is voting against you? The only thing you can do, in my opinion, is move away.
Yeah, that's what Michael Badnarik did. Now that I think about it, I remember a lot from his videos.
Brandon. I don't know how it is in Indiana, but in Florida, for instance, the public can...
Oh, these people in Florida.
They get 50,000 votes, which they hire these professional... not votes. 50,000
signatures.
50,000 signatures, and then they can get a amendment put on the ballot. And then this commitment can be anything. They voted in some... A bullet train, and they voted in, pigs' rights.
And didn't they vote out the bullet train?
They voted in and then voted out the bullet train.
It seems like here
then they voted out the business owner's right to allow smoking in his business. I'm just wondering. I mean, if they said Manwich's head will be chopped off on Main Street at noon tomorrow. Everybody votes.
70% would vote yes.
If 70% voted, are they going to chop my head off?
In this state, in Florida, where we're originating this show from, every time the amendment, usually in a big election, there's 7 or 8 different constitutional amendments on the ballot, and almost all of them always pass, and the margin is usually 65-70% for it. And so it doesn't even seem to matter in the state of Florida what you write in the amendment. Everybody just votes for it.
You're
so
right,
they wrote that they wanted the bullet train. Everybody voted for it. This time they wrote that they didn't want the bullet train anymore. And everybody voted for it. So if you want something passed in Florida, just get an amendment and everyone will vote for it. 1-800-259-9231. Brandon, if you have more, hang on. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi,
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hey kids, you want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can bring up whatever that's on your mind, whether it be a personal issue or something political, some sort of rant you want to get off your chest. We are here for you. 1-800-259-9231. We're here at least live until the end of this hour. And then coming up from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you'll get an hour of The Time Warp, the Free Talk Live Time Warp. I need to really have an effect ready for that. But I'm historically unprepared. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air. Let's go back to the phones, though. We kind of dominated the conversation a moment ago with Brandon, and I don't think he had quite a chance to get out everything that he wanted to. So, Brandon, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yo, hey. No, that's all right. It's your show. But what I really called in, and I'm just really getting irritated about all those gun activists, or anti-gun activists, I should say. Just driving me nuts.
Well, what we're talking about, of course, what started this whole conversation is San Francisco is looking at possibly passing a new law that will prohibit everybody from owning guns, with the exception of police officers and security guards, basically, and the military.
Yeah, yeah. But what I called in for, this is about last night. You guys had to end the show, and I was trying to get across my point. But my problem is separation of church and state's not in the Constitution. But I think basically what this country's founded on is the freedom of thought. And The government can't demand anybody to think anything,
mm-hmm.
nor can they say what people can't think. Now, if Congressman Mike Pence wanted to wear a shirt with the Ten Commandments on it to, Congress, I'd be like, all right, whatever. And if Nancy Pelosi wanted to wear a shirt with the Humanist Manifesto on it, I'd be like, all right, that's cool. That's her right. Now, if a judge wanted to place, a plaque of evolution in his courtroom, I'd be like, okay, no problem. And if a conservative judge or a Christian judge wanted to place a plaque of the Ten Commandments, I'd be like,
We get your point.
I mean, I just don't see where this is all going. And the thing is, when people stand for separation of church and state, another point is, I want so little of a government, there wouldn't be any church or there wouldn't be any state to separate the church from.
I am for that 100%.
I mean, somebody said, Brandon, libertarians, they stand up for a separation of church and state. I said, that doesn't matter because there's not going to be any state to separate the church from.
The church won't be interested. Churches won't be interested in taking control of the state because there won't be anything to really control.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The state does try and take control of the church with the 501c3s and these marriage license and pastor license. They're taking control of the religion.
They absolutely have.
Hmm. I didn't know they had to have. Wait a minute, pastors licenses?
I'm pretty sure. Now I could be wrong.
Is this like a Missouri? Wait, you're in Indiana. Is this an Indiana thing or what?
I heard a blip last night on Hannity. He was talking to Falwell, and I think somebody
that's a
called,
shocker, huh?
And I think somebody called in and was saying that they shouldn't get marriage or they shouldn't have pastor license. And Sean Hannity's like, well, I'm just going to go declare myself a pastor then. And Reverend Falwell's like, oh, yeah, sorry. You're right, boss. Yeah,
it's that easy. I remember reading an Onion article. Of course, if you've ever seen the Onion at theonion.com.
Well, I got a funny story about that.
I remember seeing an article where it basically was written from the perspective of this guy who went out and bought a priest outfit and started walking around. And of course, everybody treated him as though he was a father, and
yes.
It was just great. I mean, anybody can be a priest. It takes
altar boys were flashing him the whole thing.
I don't know about that.
Now you got. I'm gonna have to look that up, and I'll call you back. I'll call you guys back some other time and see if I was inaccurate or something. But to the best of my knowledge, that's the way it is.
Excellent. Brandon, thank you for the call.
Yep.
As usual, well-informed, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. By the way, Brandon is hanging out in the freetalklive.com chat room.
And you can, too. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com.
Exactly. So that's kind of one of the cool aspects that we have to this show. Instead of just getting to hear a caller on the air for a few minutes and then them being gone, you can actually talk to our callers, talk to listeners who don't ever call, all in the chat room at freetalklive.com, also the bulletin board system where we have messages being posted all the time. Actually, it's been a little bit slow in there recently, so why don't you register and get into the fray, shall we say, at freetalklive.com.
What's a little bit slow, 50 a day?
Something no, posts have been down recently.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe
I think it's
the holidays. That's probably what
really?
It is. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Kevin in Indiana, the owner-operator of
93.3.
93.3, yeah. Hello, Kevin.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening again. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, Kevin, I've got to tell you, I had FM dreams the night that we talked. I can't imagine how the FCC or somebody allows it all to happen.
Well, because you have to know the truth and have to stand up for the truth, and you have to be verbal. You have to go out. You know, I do not know how to be defensive. I only know how to be offensive.
Got it.
Okay.
So one thing's for sure, we appreciate people who stand up for the truth on this show, Kevin.
Okay.
You've got a lot of respect here. What's on your mind tonight? But, I mean, obviously, we can't get back into the radio station comments because you had something else on your mind, right?
Yes, exactly. Gun control. And I was wondering, I would like to ask you, gentlemen, since we've been talking, or since I've been listening, you've been talking about the Second Amendment, and we have all these rights. And so I was wondering, at what point in time do you think those rights stopped being?
At what point in time did our rights stop being?
Yeah.
It's been a continuous thing.
It hasn't been a continuous thing.
When did it start? When was the first egregious violation of the constitutional rights?
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer that when we come back. Hang on, Kevin. 1-800-259-9231. We also got Mark on the line in Sarasota. We're going to try and sneak your call in before we're done tonight. Again, we're here till the bottom of the hour. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, bring up anything you want to see in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're only here with you live for the next few moments until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 hour for now is a Time Warp hour, but soon to be a live hour, so keep that in mind. We're also available on Saturday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, and of course we have our weekday show, which is what we're doing right now, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, and let's talk to Kevin again in Indiana. Kevin, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, enough of the 50 questions. I'll just tell you.
Oh, I got a guess. We want to answer it first. Your question
We
went to break was, where was the first real violation of our constitutional rights?
And we didn't speak to each other during the break.
Okay.
So, now, would you hit it with your answer first?
I'm going to go with Woodrow Wilson's creation of the League of Nations.
I'm going to say that I'm sure there was some more minute ones prior to this, but I would say the Civil War.
No, gentlemen, it's much more recent than that.
Okay.
Okay, the IRS is the beginning of it. In 1906, the federal government set up trust fund number 2, lowercase IRS, with Philippines jurisdiction. Jump ahead to 33, trust fund number 62, capital IRS, jurisdiction only in Puerto Rico. And in 1972, the IRS branched off and what we now call the BATF.
Okay.
And with the BATF, that's where our first violation occurred. And so, you can own any weapon you want in this country. You can have a tank if you want. You can have a, 20-millimeter automatic, whatever. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because any license that you get for any, like they say, well, if Waco down there, if David Koresh would have had a license for supposedly some automatic or $200 license, nothing would have occurred. Well, every license that you purchase or whatever is authorized by the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico.
Huh.
Now, you tell me why anybody in this country has to get anything signed by the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico.
I don't think they should, but I also think, unfortunately, we're out of time. Kevin,
yes, well,
call us back sometime, though, man.
Very
appreciate
well.
It. 800-259-9231. I want to slip in Mark in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark?
Yeah, I totally tricked your screen caller.
Oh, jeez.
But hey, guys, I just wanted to apologize for my outburst, and I tell you guys I do agree with you guys on a lot of things, and I think you guys are great.
Thanks, Jorge. We got to let you go, man. Only one call per night. Thanks, though. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
I like his calls.
I like his calls, too, but there's only one call per night. There's six.
No. I'm not saying we should keep it.
Six nights a week.
I'm saying he's apologizing for a call that I liked.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. I can't keep it on forever, but it's a nice interlude.
It was a funny call. Yes, it was.
I wish that I would have been able to keep my station owner in Indiana on a little longer, but, you know, that's okay.
He's called before, and I'm sure he'll call again.
I really look forward to it, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. There just wasn't enough time to really explore what he was getting into anyway.
No.
Especially considering we're in the last
few seconds. If he calls at the beginning of an hour, I'd love to just do the whole hour.
Yeah, Kevin, our first hour, because we're not on... Actually, Kevin's probably our only affiliate who carries hour number one. Because right now we're brand new to syndication, and we only have a few affiliates. Even though we are in market 29 and 34, they carry the second and third hours of the show, and nobody really is on board for hour one except for probably Kevin. So Kevin, call us during hour one, and man, we'll have plenty of time then. 800-259-9231, unless you want to take control of the show, because this is your show and you can bring up anything you want. In the meantime, between now and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern time, when we're back, log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive in our chat room and our bulletin board system. Check out the archive section, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more.
And don't forget to stick around for the Time Warp Hour.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Man,
we'll see you tomorrow night at 7. It's been Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.